listening to the Glen Lola Collegiate School AS Biology Podcast.
Carbohydrates. There are three main types of carbohydrates: monosaccharides, disaccharides, and polysaccharides. Monosaccharides are the most basic units of carbohydrates and are the simplest form of sugar. They can also be described as the building blocks of disaccharides and polysaccharides. Glucose is an example of a monosaccharide. It is a hexose monosaccharide and it has the formula C6H12O6. Alpha-glucose is the basic subunit of complex polysaccharides, for example starch and glycogen. Beta-glucose has different properties to alpha-glucose as the hydrogen and hydroxyl groups at carbon 1 are reversed. They are isomers of each other. Glucose can be tested for by using Cluny sticks. If glucose is present, the Cluny stick will turn purple or blue. Disaccharides. Disaccharides are two monosaccharides joined by condensation reactions, which means it releases water. They can be broken down into its constituent monosaccharides by a hydrolysis reaction. The bond between two monosaccharides is a glycosidic bond. Alpha-1,4 glycosidic bonds are formed between carbons 1 and 4, and all disaccharides have the general formula C12H22O11, as well as being soluble in water. Examples of disaccharides are maltose, which is formed from 2 alpha-glucose, and sucrose, which is formed from an alpha-glucose and a fructose. Benedict's reagent can be used to detect reducing sugars. If a reducing sugar is present, Benedict's reagent will turn from blue to a brick red precipitate. All monosaccharides and some disaccharides, such as maltose, are reducing sugars. However, sucrose is a non-reducing sugar. Polysaccharides. Polysaccharides have the general formula brackets C6H10O5 brackets N, where N is a large number that can vary. They are complex carbohydrates that form very long chains by condensation reactions. Unlike monosaccharides and disaccharides, polysaccharides are insoluble in water, and examples of polysaccharides are starch, cellulose, and glycogen. Starch is a polymer of alpha-glucose and is a mixture of two types of chains, amylose and amylopectin. Amylose is linked by alpha-1,4 glycosidic bonds and coils to form a spiral which is held by hydrogen bonds. It forms an unbranched chain and 20% of starch is formed from amylose. Amylopectin. Amylopectin is formed from alpha-1,4 and alpha-1,6 glycosidic bonds, which are formed between carbons 1 and 6. This produces a branched molecule, and 80% of starch is formed by amylopectin. Starch is an excellent storage molecule in plants due to amylose and amylopectin being very compact. It is also insoluble, so won't affect the water relations of the cell. It is a large molecule, so won't pass through the membrane, and the branching of the amylopectin creates many terminal ends that are easily hydrolyzed. Starch is tested for using iodine. If starch is present, the iodine will turn yellow-brown to a blue-black. Glycogen. It is a storage carbohydrate found in animal and fungal cells. It is formed by alpha-glucose monomers, alpha-1,4 and alpha-1,6 glycosidic bonds, but the chains are more branched and shorter than those of amylopectin. It is stored in the liver and muscle cells and has many terminal ends for fast hydrolysis when conditions demand. Cellulose. Unlike starch and glycogen, cellulose has a structural role in plants. It is formed by many monomers of beta-glucose and forms beta-1,4 glycosidic bonds. The alternate molecules are rotated through 180 degrees, which means that the unbranched chains are straighter as the CH2OH side groups alternate. Hydrogen bonds can form cross-linkages between the adjacent chains, and cellulose chains are grouped together in microfibrils. Plant cell walls are formed of the cellulose microfibrils orientated into many planes in a lattice structure to increase tensile strength.